And good morning, everybody. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF Kyle High with you today. And we're going to take a break from Open Line right now because we're going to talk to Becky Barnhart from the Coffeyville Friends of Animals. And Becky, good morning. How are you doing today?
Good morning. I'm doing fantastic.
Well, it's good to hear from you today. And again, we love to hear from you guys and hear about all what's going on out at the shelter. Before we get to the animals, though, how are things going on out there, and what are things looking like right now?
Well, it's been a very busy week for Brad and his volunteers. We have been able to make reconnections with our rescue groups that are in the area or even out of state. And from this day back, we've transported over 20 animals, dogs, that have gone to rescue groups. And I asked Brad, okay, give me the procedure here. These rescue groups will see our little animals, you know, on our Facebook page. They contact us and say, hey, we're willing to take an XYZ. And they take them, and we can either meet them halfway, or if it's, you know, within a driving distance, we drive the animals there, the dogs there. And at that point, they either stay right there at the rescue group, or a lot of times they are placed in foster homes. Because, you know, sometimes these shelter dogs have been there long enough, they kind of need to be retrained and re-socialized, and so they put them in foster homes, and then they, boom, they get adopted. So it's all a good thing, and it means movement, it means life, it means a better quality of life for all of these animals that are placed in rescue. So Brad's been very busy transporting, and not to say that we don't have a house full, because we always will, but it just makes us feel so good that we're able to place these dogs and they're getting adopted. And the feedback that we're getting, if you go to our Facebook page, you'll also see some of these dogs and cats that have been adopted, and they'll show pictures, you know, like the before and after, and it's just like night and day. It's just, you know, one old guy was just, sound asleep. I think Bear is his name. He was sound asleep. Another one that was a lab, she put on a little bit of weight. And then another one that we just loved, that after she came to us, she had a surprise litter for us. She's been placed. And probably one of the best stories is locally adopted, our little piggy was our little pit bull that was deaf. And he was placed in a home, and unfortunately it didn't work out. Piggy came back to us. He's now in a new home. The owner is able to stay home with him all day and has two other dogs, and I guess he's just thriving.
Oh, that's great. I'm so glad to hear that.
Yes, because, you know, Piggy was a very nice dog, but being deaf, you'd have to have probably some special, you just have to probably be with him all the time, you know, because if he can't hear. But anyway, the gist of the story is, some more successful adoptions, and that's what we always like to brag about and celebrate, and that's why we're doing this. So anyway, Ralph, your little kitten Ralph, we've got feedback on Ralph. He's doing extremely well. Still has that tail kind of perched up, but anyway, the young lady called back to say, hey, he's gotten into the situation and he's good. And we do appreciate that when people do give us some feedback, so we know, just, you know, was it a good adoption or wasn't an exceptionally good adoption, and so thank you for always coming, you know, giving that feedback. So anyway, we've had a very busy week, and the animals have been coming in, and as I was out there yesterday, and we have some new ones that are there, but at this point they're not quite ready to be advertised for adoption because we have to keep them a certain length of time, and there's several reasons. Hopefully they're reclaimed. That's number one. We want them reclaimed as quickly as possible. And then also just to kind of do a little health check with them and, you know, what's their temper like, and just get to kind of get to know a lot of these cats and dogs that come in, because most of them are brought in by Paul, our animal control officer, so we don't have any background information. So kind of makes us feel better about getting to know them. We got some new ones in, and they're just all great. I can celebrate this. We do not have any puppies or small dogs for adoption at this particular time.
Oh, wow. There we go.
Yay. They've either gone to rescue or they've been adopted. And I mean, this is just a celebration because this is springtime, so you know this is not going to be for very long. But anyway, that's the situation with the small dogs and the puppies. And the cats that we have available. I've got 5 on the list, and you and I know that is just extremely short. It's the same few that we've had, but we also, he had 2 new kittens in there yesterday that had just come in, and they're not ready yet, but they were really cute, too. One's going to be extremely lovey. You know, you just kind of go up to the cage, and she was rubbing back and forth, and another was a Siamese that came in, a beautiful Siamese. In fact, I guess I would even come out and say, if you're missing your Siamese, you need to call the shelter, because a beautiful one came in this week. Beautiful thing. Okay, let's start with the cats. How does that sound?
Sounds good. Let's start with the El Gatos.
All right. Span. Boy, Span is a nice cat, and she's also very affectionate. Vic was adopted. Span's still with us. And, you know, she's just a tiger cat. There's nothing really unique in her markings, except, let's talk personality. She's extremely affectionate. She likes to purr and rub. I took her out and held her, and she's a lovely cat. She's lonely. She needs a companion. So Span, and she's probably around 4 months old. I need to tell you how old she is. About 4 months old. She does love to play with toys. Some cats are not so interested. She really is. So she'd make a lovely first cat or an addition to your home. Midnight is still with us. He is gorgeous. He was up walking around yesterday. I think spring's kind of made them feel good. He was walking around, and he is already neutered. He has short hair. He is solid black. He's very sweet. And so if you were to adopt Midnight, he could go with you the day you adopt him because he's already been neutered. We have Glitz and Glitz. Jewel, Glitz and Jewel are the only 2 left out of the litter of 4, and they are really, really pretty. They're one is just tiger stripes. She's just a pretty tiger stripe. And then Jewel, and her name is Glitz, Jewel is a tiger stripe and white, has more white on her. And they're about 4 months old right now. We have Wobbles, and I think Wobbles is unique, and I told you Brad named him Wobbles because sometimes when he walks, he kind of staggers a little bit. We're not sure what the situation is. We had him checked out. They don't seem to they don't quite know what's going on with him. But it just makes him unusual is how I feel about it. So he's healthy. He just sometimes kind of gets a little wobble going. He's white, gray, and with yellow markings. He would be a typical calico, what most people would think about a calico, but he does have a little bit more white on him. She is about 5 weeks old. And as we said, sometimes she has a balance issue. So this makes her just even more unique. And we have one new one on the list. It's Trix. Trix is also a tiger stripe. And Trix is the one I think I was talking about earlier that was so extremely friendly. And she just came in. So those are the kittens and cats. And they're friendly and they're loving and they're healthy. And they need that forever home. Big dogs. We have a small list of big dogs today. That never hurts my feelings. I'm going to start with Willow. Willow's probably the newest one that's now available. 2 years old, spayed female. She's a Malamute cattle dog mix, black, white, and brindle. Very sweet. The only problem with Willow is she is great with other dogs, but she needs to stay away from chickens. So I think that's enough said about that. We can all figure out what that's all about.
Right.
Maybe Willow needs to be a city dog. anyway, or in a situation where she can't get around chickens.
But right.
Probably why she's with us, and that's too bad, but it does happen, and there's lots of potential for Willow, so someone will find her.
Absolutely.
Yeah. We have Splotch. I think Splotch is unique in the fact that we believe to have some Dalmatian going on in there. He's also maybe a pity mix. He's mostly white with black spots on his ears and his undercoat. I mean, when you think about Dalmatian, it's totally spotted. Well, this little guy's just got some on his belly and then on his ears. His earlobes are in it. So he's really unique looking and a very nice dog, about a year and a half old. Babe is a year old female, mixed breed, brindle and color, very playful and ready to learn new tricks. Blue is a blue heeler mix, year and a half old. He is a male. He's got the blue and black with one really bright in his markings, and then he's got one really bright blue eye. And Babe is a nice dog. And, you know, those blue heelers are so intelligent. Someone can get Babe and do some training and have a great dog. Richie, a year and a half old hound bird dog mix, white with some black markings and tick marks around him. He is just a big old baby, and he's one of my favorites. I've spoken about Richie for some time now, but he's that bird dog, and so their temperament is so gentle, and they're intelligent. They like the outdoors. He's beautifully marked, black and white. Hair's a little long. Would look good riding with someone in their truck. I'm not in favor of this outside truck business, so I said inside their truck. And then we have, I'm sorry, I got a frog. We've got Lindy and Bendy. Now, these girls have been with us for some time. They're very sweet. Lindy is about 60 to 65 pounds, and Bendy is about 40 to 45 pounds. They're about a year apart in age, 5 years old and 4 years old. And they also had an issue with chickens, is why they are with us. But if you get a good fence, you're in town, they're great. They love being together. I've talked about their behavior together. You feed them bowls side by side. There's no issues. You hand each of them a treat. There's no issues. They're very good dogs. They just need a second chance. We have Boog, and Boog is our little lab husky mix. He's got the white on the white with a brown nose, curly tail, lots of energy. He's kind of got the one that the eyes kind of stick out a little bit when he gets startled. About 3 years old, and he is a male. And the last on the list today is Trumbo. He's our sweet peanut butter eating dog, and he is a mixed breed. He's about 35 pounds, probably about 11 months old, black, tan, and white markings. At this particular point, we've got a rescue group that's looking at Trumbo. So fingers crossed, he may be leaving us and going to a rescue group, and we know that that's instant success. So he may not be on the list much longer, but that's a good thing. That doesn't upset us.
Absolutely.
Yes. So as I said, we've got some new ones that have come in that I can't openly talk about, but come out to the shelter and look at them. And, you know, when they're ready for adoption, then I always like to see them get out of the shelter situation as quickly as they can, because it's just easier for housebreaking and all kinds of things. But not that the shelter's a bad place. They get excellent care, and we have lovely toys that are being donated. We've got the treats that they come in daily, their food supply. You know, it's a good situation. Good situation for so many dogs and cats, because maybe it hasn't been so good until they got with it. But we are there every afternoon now, except for Mondays, from 1 to 4. So we've extended our hours, and that's Saturday and Sunday also. Brad still says if you need to speak to him or you want to come out and see an animal and it's not in that time frame, give him a call. The number is 620-252-6060. And we are located across the road. You know, I'm really having a hard time today. I don't think I have enough coffee.
Hey, it happens to the best of us all the time. There's some days I get here, I'm like, yay.
Oh, my gosh, my tongue is just not wanting to do. My mind's going too fast for my tongue. I better slow down. We are located across the street from the water waste treatment plant, and it's on the way to South Coffville. It's a lovely building. It's paved all the way. We had some volunteers come out a weekend ago, and they did some yard work for us, so we're starting to get all spruced up for spring. And, you know, we'd love to have people to come back out again. We are asking that you would still go ahead and wear your mask and social distance, but we are sure asking people to come out and visit us. We've even had a couple of volunteers that have started up again. So, you know, we just couldn't do volunteers. We just couldn't do public, and things are changing all for the better. And if summer's getting ready to be here before too long, if you would like to do some volunteer work, please come out and see Brad and talk to him about doing volunteer work. If there's so many things we could use help with, it doesn't necessarily have to be the poop scooping part of it. It can be the good part of it too. So,
all right.
We just appreciate this time. And donation wise, we didn't really hit on it, but I think everyone knows by now. It's always puppy food. I'm going to emphasize that. Puppy food and kitten food. And, of course, big dog food and cat food and kitty litter. But even though we don't have those puppies right now, we know they're coming. I mean,
want to get ready for it.
So. They'll be back. Yeah, this isn't the end of the story. They'll be back.
So, anyway. You probably have a couple puppies, more than a couple puppies coming up here with spring now sprung. Those will probably start popping up quite often. So,
just like the little babe that came in, she's a lovely dog, and then all of a sudden, boom, we had a litter of pups with her.
Right.
Well,
you're like, it's like, okay, that was unexpected. So,
yes, because sometimes, you know, obviously there are you know when they're going to have a litter. But this little gal just surprised us. We're not sure quite how that happened, but, you know, that's nature for you.
She carried it well. So
yes, that's right.
All right. So.
Well, thank you so much for the time, and I hope everyone's going to get out and enjoy this lovely weather.
Absolutely. Great weather out there. In fact, we'll be in the 70s this weekend, so I cannot beat that. So, Becky, thank you so much for coming on today. We really do appreciate it, and we love having you on every week at this time.
Well, thank you, and we'll talk next week.
All right. Thank you very much, Becky.
Okay, thank
all right.
You.
That is Becky Barnhart with the Coffeeville Friends of Animals. We love having them on every week, and we will hear from them again next week. But good to hear that there's no small dogs or puppies right now, because that means they've all been adopted or they all went out. So that's a good thing. Like Becky says, they preferably like to have no animals there, just because of the fact that means those animals are getting home. But it happens, and there's lots of great animals out there that I know everybody would love to see. I definitely would love to get one of the cats if I could, but it is what it is. All right, 10:26. We're going to go ahead and take a quick break. But when we come back, we will restart open line, taking your calls here today for today's poll question, which is, do you think going Dutch is fine on a first date? Do you think it's fine to go Dutch on a first date? We want to hear your thoughts on that. So give us a call, 251-6909, 1-800-252-5443. You're listening to the Mighty 690 KGGF.